This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Scientists have to compete a lot. They compete for research grants, prizes, and placement of studies in various journals. But increasingly, scientific success also depends on sharing. And WBUR's Kerry Goldberg this morning reports a science nonprofit in Cambridge is about to make a little sharing history.
Back in the early 2000s, when Melina Fan was in grad school at Harvard, her research on diabetes and obesity ran into some frustrating snags. She needed certain plasmids, circular bits of DNA, to study genes involved in how cells burn energy.
And so I wrote to 20 different labs to ask if they could share their DNA with me so I could carry on my research. And that was where I started encountering problems. About half of them didn't get back to me, and those who did, it took a long time to get the materials, and sometimes they weren't correct.
Fan didn't blame the labs. Their job was research, not shipping out packages. But there was clearly a problem that was slowing down science. After she graduated in 2004, she co-founded AdGene, a nonprofit repository that gathers and sends out plasmids, those critical bits of DNA, to scientists who need them. Fast forward to 2018, and very soon now, AdGene expects to have cause for a big celebration. It's going to hit its 1 millionth plasmid shared.
This is a major milestone for the organization and for science in general, because this marks 1 million plasmids that scientists have actually been sharing with each other.
On a recent day, order processing assistant Latifa Aisawi handles pinky-sized vials of clear fluid containing plasmids, scanning barcodes and packing them up.
It's like I'm checking everything is right. I have all the plasmid in the box, so I'm doing the last step here.
AdGene's setup includes 20 big freezers, some that go down to minus 80 degrees centigrade, flasks of bacterial broth for growing plasmids, and many rows of boxes destined for labs around the world. AdGene is part of a broad movement called Open Science that focuses on much more sharing in general, of data, of lab notes, of results, even before they're published. It's a little like the open source movement in software, except in biology, of course, researchers have to share physical materials as well, like the plasmids AdGene sends out. AdGene has been compared to Amazon because scientists can so easily order the DNA they need from it. But that doesn't capture the sharing element. Melina Fan says it's more like a souped-up Airbnb.
Instead of just saying, you know, somebody else can use my house for this week, here is a situation where you can say everybody can have access. I mean, because we can make copies of it. And not only can you have access to my house, but you can install a new bathroom. You can make improvements to it.
Case in point, CRISPR, the revolutionary method for editing genes. Feng Zhang, a leading scientist at the Broad Institute and MIT, has done pioneering work on engineering CRISPR tools in recent years, and he was flooded with requests to share DNA with other labs. AdGene rescued his lab team from stuffing envelopes with CRISPR plasmids.
And to date, AdGene has sent it out maybe over 40,000 plus times, and that's just been phenomenal. It freed up time for us to do more science.
And it helped CRISPR spread far and wide, fast. And, Zhang says, the sharing creates a helpful feedback cycle.
When we share the tools with another researcher, they may come back to us and say, hey, this thing works well, but wouldn't it be great if you can do something else? And that gives us motivation to and inspiration to do something to further push the technology forward.
AdGene isn't the only central repository for life science. There's one that sends out cell lines, and the Jackson Lab in Maine is famous for its genetically engineered mice. But it is a prime example of scientific sharing. Researchers deposit their plasmids for free. Labs that want the material pay $65 per plasmid. Eric Lander, director of the Broad Institute in Cambridge, says this generation of scientists share because they want impact.
They want to change the world, and the best way to change the world quickly and see an impact and to do things that you're going to be proud to tell your children about is to get in the hands of tens of thousands of others.
He says that impact doesn't come just through work at a scientist's own lab bench.
It's through empowering an entire scientific community, and I think this next generation of scientists, they understand that.
And they'll soon be celebrating it at AdGene. Melina Fan says she expects the millionth plasmid to go out by early next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.